Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl that changed her password, but she won't tell me what it is, Jamie Bloom.
No, I'll just tell you. I changed my password to incorrect. That way, when I forget, my computer just reminds me. It's tempting, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I'm not going to tell you what my system is, but it was given to me by a bank teller because every 3 months the bank makes me change.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, you got to be, and it can't be any of the last 10 that you've used or something like that. And it's really, I've got a system, and it's like, it works pretty good. And I've used that system on others too. And quite honestly, I don't want any hacker out there, you know, take it upon himself to break my code.
Exactly. Those hackers, they're all listening to Plain Talk right now.
Exactly. But, but you know, when they make you anymore, put at least one uppercase and one lowercase.
And a number.
And a number.
And a character.
And a character. And my goodness, you can just... There's a lot of latitude there.
You can even use
the same letters and numbers and, you know, and change when they start, when they end, put them forward, put them backwards. It just...
And doesn't it frustrate you when you know your password? You know the password. And you put it in, and you put it in, and you put it in, and it won't work. And so you finally click, okay, I forgot my password. So you go through, the, you know, send you the email, and you go back into change. So you decide, well, I'm just going to put in that password that I was trying.
Yeah.
And then it says, can't use same passwords you already had. It's like, it was not the same one because that's what I was
Well, I have found every once in a while that somehow my cap lock gets put on. So I generally put, so I can see it.
Click the little eyeball.
Right,
yeah,
the
so
little
that
eyeball.
You can, so it shows it, yeah.
Because otherwise it's like, oh my gosh, I'm typing the right things, but it's not putting the right things up there.
So, woman, you've been to Disneyland
both.
Or Disney World? You've been
both.
To both. A woman is suing Disney, the California Disneyland
Land.
Resort. After what turned into a nightmare for her, Katrina Griffin is her name, and she's taking legal action against the theme park. She claims a cast member dressed as Goofy, ironically enough, collided with her, causing her severe injuries. The incident occurred in April of 2022 while she was at the park with her daughter. According to the lawsuit, she was bending over to tie her daughter's shoes when the cast member portraying Goofy walked directly into her, resulting in her falling onto the hard cement.
On her face.
And the lawsuit alleges that the cast member fell on Griffin then with full force, leading to significant medical care, emotional distress, and permanent injuries. Well, you know, I'm thinking that, Goofy probably...
He couldn't
even see her. She was leaned over.
She was bent over, and he just goofying along.
Exactly. So kind of unfortunate accident, but...
Yeah.
Going to be a lawsuit.
Well, it's obviously an unfortunate accident, and the question comes up is, did they offer her something reasonable for her
compensation? Right.
And they obviously, she didn't think it was reasonable, at least. And they would have some responsibility to make sure Goofy could see properly out of his... Have you ever worn one of those costumes?
You know, I've never had to wear one.
Had to. You didn't want to.
I don't think I ever wanted to be a mascot or...
I have twice.
Yeah.
And usually it's the mouth has a screen in it and you're looking out the mouth. And they're as hot as you'd think they are. I wore one time shortly after we bought the radio stations. We were doing a remote over at Ray's. And you guys were all there doing the remote, and I was the bear. And I never did tell you guys I was the obnoxious bear. You guys were like, man, I wish this bear would get away from us. This guy...
Yeah.
I was harassing you in the bear costume.
We had the mascot for the Kansas City Royals, and I'm not coming up with it. It's a lion. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I can't help either. I can see him.
We had him come to a remote that we did. Oh, it was an ag place that's not here anymore.
Okay.
An implement dealer that's not here. But we did that remote, and it was, gosh, I'm trying to think what time of year it was. Anyway... He came and they advertised to all the people, all their customers, you know, that they could come have pictures taken with, gosh, this is driving me nuts that I can't remember his name. Anyway, and then toward the end of the remote, we were packing up and the event was over, and he went in and changed his clothes and came back out, and he was just sweat
sopping
from
wet.
One end to the other. And I thought, gosh, how do you do it? And he does it all the time at games. You
right.
know, you think about baseball games are long.
Right. So, how do you even get any relief whatsoever? Because you can't take the head off and take a little rest unless they have a, maybe they have a deep cooled
Well, I think, aren't there some that have like little fans or little cooling systems in them?
You'd think.
I think so.
Okay.
An Illinois tourist visiting the Magic Kingdom in Florida was arrested after forcefully snatching Mickey ears from a woman's head, believing the hat belonged to his daughter. The woman had bought the hat at an outlet store a few years before that. She was shocked when the man snatched it off her head and claimed that his daughter had left her Mickey ears at a ride, and he thought the woman was wearing the same hat. I thought they all looked the same, but apparently he could somehow...
He must have been unique.
Recognize it. Security and law enforcement officials were called, and the tourist was arrested on a charge of robbery by sudden snatching. Did you know that that existed?
Only in that park.
I
can't imagine how bad the penalty must be. You must probably have to go dress up in a Mickey suit for
maybe
a day.
Maybe play Mickey for a day.
Yeah.
So it just made me think of a story. Rocky and I were at the KAB convention, or the NAB convention in Las Vegas. I don't know where you were. You had gone to bed or gone on
Probably.
To... A lot of times you flew on to...
Yeah.
Like, something's
to
right after
NAMA,
that. NAMA,
right,
I think,
yeah.
or something. Anyway, so we... It was our last night, and we were going to walk out on Fremont Street and watch the people zip line over the top, you know,
right.
and just kind of make the most of the last night. And we were staying right there at that hotel that it's one of the older mm-hmm. ones. Anyway, it was chilly, and I went to ride the elevator back up to my room to grab a jacket or sweater or something, and Rocky said, I'm going to go ahead and walk on down, and I said, okay, I'll catch up with you. And so I'm in the elevator, and I have on this shirt that had it kind of tied down at the bottom. It had a little tie on it, and it wasn't a button-down shirt, but it had a little tie. Well, it created a little hole down... toward my belly button area.
Oh.
Well, and apparently, you know, it was later in the evening. I didn't have my jeans pulled up as high as I should. And so apparently my belly button was showing just a little bit. And this man on the elevator, just as we're ready to get off the elevator, and I guess he was probably intoxicated, I hope. He kind of giggles and he reaches over and he pokes me. Pokes my belly. On the elevator. It really freaked me out.
Why? Yeah, I think that's fair.
And then he just kind of laughed and ran on, you know. He was getting off like on a different floor. I think I was riding up and he was getting off on a different floor.
Yeah, for all the guys listening that think you should do that, don't do that. You can be arrested for that. Yeah.
It freaked me out. Well, so I went up and I got my jacket. I think I zipped it up to the neck and... went back down and walked back out, and I just kept looking for him then because I thought, okay, he's here somewhere.
He's a lurker.
And I am looking for this man.
No, he's still running.
So that's what happened.
I had a similar story the night before last. I was at a junior high track meet and had a shirt that, you know, I didn't tuck in all the way down.
Yeah.
Very windy. It
Very
was extremely windy.
Yeah. windy.
And at some point, I felt a little bit like Marilyn Monroe because it was blowing my shirt up.
Uh-huh.
And under my shirt, I wasn't wearing a undershirt. Uh-huh. So, you know.
Just bare skin.
Bare skin. Uh-huh. So at some point, I decided I better tuck that shirt in because I could be arrested for very indecent exposure.